Victoria's been back in lockdown to stop now rampant COVID-19 infections to little avail right now. And contrary to opinion beforehand that this time Victorians would know how to do it, too many of them don't seem to. And as elsewhere, there have been many outbreaks among the city's most vulnerable people, as Shelley was saying in the news. Nearly 9 out of 10 Victorians were not self-isolating when they started experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. As many as 500,000 Australians could have been infected with coronavirus now and not necessarily know it, according to New South Wales's Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant. And Kerry and other health experts say that's on the high side, but is possible. There are lessons here for New Zealand, especially in light of the flight on Friday from a Hamilton quarantine hotel. Masks are mandatory in Melbourne. There's been a call here to include them in our pandemic plan if we see a resurgence. Our Australian correspondent is journalist Rebecca Holt. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Latest numbers don't seem encouraging to us. They still seem to be right up there.
Yeah, 357 Saturday. So third week of triple numbers.
Okay. Your older people are dying, aren't they? They're among the hundreds of new cases. It's the elderly, as we might expect, suffering most.
Yes, 5 deaths Friday were linked to aged care homes, and a growing number of infections are now linked to aged care facilities across Melbourne and Victoria. And the AMA has called that a most worrying and difficult time. 7 deaths on Friday was a new single day record in Victoria, and it's equal highest to the daily toll for the entire nation, which was recorded in April.
Just take us back for a moment. Victoria got right down, and there was talk of the Trans-Tasman bubble opening up, and there were hardly any cases, were there?
That's right. We did get right down. Everybody sort of flicked back into feeling like it was normal, and that didn't last long.
No, it didn't last long. The University of New South Wales' School of Public Health says infections will plummet in the next 10 days, but there is no sign of that at the moment.
No. Okay. Friday was the first sign of a decrease in numbers here in Melbourne, Jim, and that was 300. We've got 357 again on Saturday. So you'll appreciate it's hard to visualise an actual plummet from where we are in Victoria. It does feel grim in Melbourne. On a positive note, people are wearing face masks while shopping in my suburb. I went out yesterday to get a few things and didn't see anyone without a mask.
Is it being policed?
Yes, it is being policed. There are going to be police and WorkSafe Victoria checks on workplaces, which is new, and that is to ensure employees are wearing face masks, because under the new rules, anyone living within Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire is required to wear a face covering when leaving the house, and that includes at work.
One of the problems is the price of masks for you, isn't it?
Yes, a box of 50 disposable masks was $50, and after the mask announcement was made early on in the week, those big boxes just seemed to disappear off the shelves. And I noticed yesterday at the pharmacy, there were little packets of 10 or 20 masks available at about $2 each. The problem with those, they are usable for a day, and then you've got to get rid of them and get rid of them safely. So people are really being encouraged to buy fabric washable masks that are reusable. The problem with that is that the manufacturers and makers of those masks have been overwhelmed, and so there's a delay. Mine haven't arrived in the post yet, so that's why I was interested in the disposable ones. And even if you want to make them, there's a shortage of elastic available.
Right. Accusations in the Sydney Morning Herald that celebrities like Nicole Kidman and Danny Minogue are getting special quarantine treatment, Rebecca, coming into Australia.
Yes, Danny Minogue and her 10-year-old son copped criticism for being granted exemption from hotel quarantine and staying at their home on the Gold Coast. Also, Nicole Kidman and her family were allowed to isolate at their home. But it's not a blanket celebrity free pass, because actor Anthony LaPaglia was stuck in the Novotel for 2 weeks. And LaPaglia did a fortnight of quarantine before rejoining Baz Luhrmann's film, which is an Elvis biopic, slowly starting back production. And you might remember that was filming on the Gold Coast. That was where way back in March, Tom Hanks and his wife got COVID, and they've had to go back into production slowly on that particular film.
And the thing is that if 500,000 Australians, and I know that's a very high-end figure, if 2% of the population are infected, you're going for suppression now, not elimination. And not everybody thinks this will work either.
Yeah. So despite some calls for Australia to adopt an elimination strategy more akin to New Zealand, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and the National Cabinet on Friday recommitted to suppression as its lead strategy, which absolutely makes sense in Western Australia or the Northern Territory, which are states doing really well, but Melbourne, not so much.
Your medical association wants a return to stage four, level four lockdown, but that simply won't happen, will it?
Not right now. And the feeling is, when you talk to people, that they'd rather do a harder lockdown if it was effective and led to a degree of normalcy, like travel between states or even just going to the pub. But the PM and the Victorian Premier and the Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, confirmed that there were no immediate plans to move to a tougher stage four type restriction or lockdown, despite that call from the AMA. On Friday, the Tasmanian Premier announced a safe travel bubble with South Australia, the Northern Territory and Western Australia. So they're going to exclude Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT and Queensland from that bubble, which will probably anger Queensland and cause difficulties for the AFL season. And all the sports teams that raced to get to New South Wales and Queensland when the Victorian lockdown started a few weeks ago must be incredibly annoyed. The Tasmanian travel bubble will come into effect on the 7th of August, but it isn't clear yet if Western Australia is actually keen on that Tasmanian bubble, because late on Friday, their premier was saying his state isn't looking to change their travel restrictions in a hurry, Jim.
What a complicated situation. Rebecca, thank you very much for your time again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Rebecca Holt.